Yes, Alison, we do now have three cautionary stories, but also two items of good news. People have been warned by the Broads Authority to watch out for giant hogweed. The plant has been seen on the banks of the River Wensum in Norwich, and it can cause burns. There is also a warning about a fraudster in Helsden posing as a patio and driveway cleaner to extort money. And adults aged between 40 and 74 have been missing out on vital health checks. But now to the good news. It was reported during the week that a heartless thief had stolen an expensive wheelchair from a car belonging to a mother with multiple sclerosis. Fortunately, a member of the public found it dumped on wasteland near a pub in Beauthorpe. The second good news story is about a painter who was diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration and was preparing to give up his easel when his sight began to return. Alison will start us off with the giant hogweed warning.
People have been warned to be vigilant after a toxic plant that can cause burns was spotted along a riverbank. The Broads Authority said to watch out for the invasive giant hogweed, which was seen on the banks of the River Wensum in Norwich earlier this month. The organisation urged people to report any sightings of the plant, saying, "Please be on the lookout," in a post on Facebook. Giant hogweed produces a phototoxic sap that can cause severe burns and blistering when it comes into contact with the skin and is exposed to sunlight. The plant negatively impacts biodiversity by forming dense canopies which can shade out native vegetation and can burn pets such as cats and dogs as well. Before it erupts with its tall cow parsley-like flower spike, it can be identified by its large rhubarb-like leaves. Sightings can be reported to the Norfolk Non-Native Species Initiative, an organisation that monitors the impact of invasive species in the county. Sightings can be reported by taking a photo and emailing nnsi@norfolk.gov.uk.
City folk have been warned after a fraudster was reported to be posing as a patio and driveway cleaner to extort large amounts of cash. A warning's been issued by Norfolk Trading Standards after the man was reported operating in Helsden. The scam sees him cold call at people's doors, offering to do work for an extortionate price. If he's turned down, he continues to reduce his price until his target accepts. In one incident reported to the regulator, the scammer convinced a man to pay him to carry out work, only for a family member to intervene just before he started. Following the scam attempts, Trading Standards has told the city folk to never deal with doorstep tradesmen and to never agree to have work done by someone who has approached them randomly. It believes the cold caller could move on to other parts of the city.
People may be missing out on early signs of illnesses such as kidney disease and dementia because of a lack of awareness of vital checks, a study has warned. A study conducted by Health Watch Norfolk has found that one of the main barriers to NHS health checks is that people have not received an invitation or do not know how they work. The checks, which are available to eligible adults aged between 40 and 74, help spot early signs of stroke, kidney and heart disease, type 2 diabetes and dementia. But the study found that of around 400 respondents, almost half, 48%, had not taken up NHS health checks. And of these, 86% said it was because they had not received an invitation. It also found a lack of awareness of types of places offering the checks, which includes places like leisure and community centres, as well as GPs and other medical settings. The findings have prompted the organisation, which represents patients in Norfolk, to call for improved communication around the checks.
A stolen wheelchair has been reunited with its owner after it was discovered dumped on land near a pub on the outskirts of the city. Kate Sanchez Jarvis from Horsford was left heartbroken after a specialist mobility aid was believed to have been stolen from the boot of her husband's car. But following an appeal, the mum of two was contacted by a member of the public who had tracked them down. Kate said, "We're absolutely over the moon. I couldn't believe it at first, and I shed tears of joy rather than heartbreak." The 46-year-old was diagnosed with highly active multiple sclerosis, MS, in 2008, and sometimes needs her wheelchair to maintain her independence. But the family realised that at some point between March the 16th and March the 26th, it had been taken, with Beauthorpe being one of the places they had visited during that time. The couple launched a fundraiser to try to raise money towards the cost of replacing it, but following an appeal this week, they received the good news. Husband Nick said, apparently Dion Howard, the manager of the Norkey in Beauthorpe, had found it 2 weeks ago on wasteland near the pub. She tried to find the owner in the local area but had no luck. A woman living nearby found out about the chair and asked her daughter, Alison Stanton, herself a wheelchair user, if she knew anything. She then made it her mission to track the owner down and eventually phoned us after stumbling across our appeal. She said she couldn't sleep until it was reunited.
His paintings of the Norfolk Broads sell for up to thousands of pounds around the world. But 4 years ago, David Dane feared he may be forced to give up his art for good. Now, the renowned Broads artist has announced plans to host a new exhibition following a miraculous twist of fortunes. Before the pandemic, Mr. Dane was diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration, AMD, a medical condition which can result in blurred or no vision in the centre of the visual field. The 79-year-old was then told that it would be likely he would experience a gradual worsening of vision. After a 40-year career, he'd been preparing to pack away his easel and hang up his brushes for good. But then his eyesight began to return. He said, to be honest, it's been a bit of a miracle. I'd been to the hospital so many times and I'd more or less given up hope when they told me I had AMD. I thought I was finished and that my career was done for. But for whatever reason, my eyes have now stabilised and have in fact improved. So improved is his vision that Mr. Dane is now putting together a new exhibition focusing on the reserves and sites around the Broads. Broadland Trust will be held at Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Floating Visitor Centre at Ranworth Broad in November 2024. He hopes the exhibition will be as popular as his Broads 2000 exhibition held in 1999, which attracted thousands of visitors. Mr. Dane of Sutton Fen moved from Kent to Norfolk as a child in 1949. Leaving school at 15, he worked at a furniture shop in Great Yarmouth, then Hunter's Boatyard at Ludham, and later as a skipper at Broads Tours in Wroxham.